In the U.S., small grocery stores are taking a hit because of the rising cost of food. Their profits are way down, and many have had to close altogether. Minnesota Public Radio's Dan Gunderson has the story of one couple testing a model that could revolutionize rural markets.
Alex and Kayleen Austinson moved to the small town of Evansville about 5 years ago to be closer to family. The local grocery store, in business for more than 70 years, had just closed. That meant at least a 40-mile round-trip drive just to get basic groceries. So Kayleen says the couple started brainstorming ideas to operate a store sustainably in the town of 600.
We had just been hearing a lot from people, man, it would be nice if we had a grocery store back in town. That's something we really miss. It is a staple. It's a cornerstone part of a community.
Alex is a diesel mechanic by training, but he likes problem solving. So he looked to technology for a solution. People who buy a $75 annual membership get 24/7 access to the store through a phone app. Kayleen demonstrates the phone app that opens the front door.
All you need to do is go up and press the button, and it recognizes it. It unlocks, and you're good to go.
This small Main Street storefront is tiny compared to a traditional supermarket, but the shelves are filled with the basics, and customers can request special orders on a chalkboard hanging on the wall. Customers can scan items with their phone and pay using the app. There's also a key fob option and a scanner for those who aren't comfortable using their phone. The technology tracks customers and their purchases. Only members using their phone or fob to unlock the door are allowed in. The store also has security cameras, and theft has not been an issue. The store is staffed 3 days a week, but the focus is on anytime access. Alex Austinson says the goal was to sign up 50 paying members in the first year. They hit that target in the first week.
With the boost of memberships right off the bat, that is what partially funded our first inventory. So, you know, it helped us greatly right at the beginning.
Karen Howell and her husband were among the first to buy a Main Street grocery membership. She doesn't mind paying the $75 annual fee because the store saves a lot of 40-mile trips for groceries.
We don't do all of our shopping here because they aren't able to carry everything that I might want to buy. But we try to support them any way that we can because we're so proud to have them here.
Brandon Borgstrom is administrator at the local nursing home. He says with a busy life, the local store is a convenience worth paying for.
It's nice to go grab milk, eggs, bread, or, you know, it's Sunday afternoon and you're sitting down for dinner, you realize you don't have, you know, cream of mushroom soup for the green bean casserole you're going to make. You know, so just those little things that add up.
The store plans to expand offerings of local produce and locally produced things like honey and butter. Kayleen Austinson says they've worked hard to overcome the perception that a small grocery is like a convenience store with limited choices and high-cost items. She says first-time customers are often surprised.
They realize, wow, these prices are they're a lot less than what I expected. And, yep, they have this and they have that. And we try to make sure to stock the basics for sure and then just grow and go from there.
Kathy Drager studies the viability of rural grocery stores at the University of Minnesota. She thinks this model is a good one to try to replicate.
Especially during times when gas prices are going high and there is a worker shortage, I think this is a really great innovation.
Alex was recently awarded a 2-year Rural Innovation Fellowship through a nonprofit. The stipend will allow him to stop working as a mechanic and now focus on working to expand his self-serve grocery model to other small towns. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gunderson in Evansville, Minnesota.